Welcome to Capital OTB's Daily Report for Thursday, March 11th, brought to you by Capital OTB Bet. And if you're not already a member of Capital OTB Bet, hey, consider it. You can get the details at capitalotb.com, but great rebates, promotions, contests, free PPs for our wagering members. You can watch us on Capital OTB TV. You can check us out on Roku. You can watch via the computer with your membership to CapitalOTBBet.com and much, much more. So again, check out all the details at CapitalOTB.com. I'm Seth Merrill. Thanks for joining us. Again, this is the Daily Report for Thursday, March 11th, and we'll kick it off with our trivia question. Trainer Mark Cassie won last weekend's Tampa Bay Derby with Helium. In honor of that, we'll have a Mark Cassie-related question. One of his all-time greats, one of the trainees that he oversaw, was Tepin, just a fabulous racehorse that raced 23 times, won 13, number of grade one wins, group one win over at Royal Ascot in her career. But the question is, the trivia question, what was the race that was the last victory for Tepin? Tepin's last victory was in what race? I'll give you a hint. It was against the boys. And so you have the rest of the show to think about that. At the end of the show, if you need a little extra help, we will have multiple choice options as well. But again, the last victory for Tepin's career, what was the race? All right, let's kick it off for this Thursday edition of the Daily Report. Here we go.
Mischiefful now asked to kick on. She leads by two with an eighth of a mile more to get. Goodnight Olive has run a great race. She's in second, but she's making no late impression on Mischiefful. Mischiefful is a gate-to-wire winner of the Sunday finale.
That was Mischiefful winning the finale on Sunday at Gulfstream Park, capping off the Rainbow Six mandatory pay. And I gave out a ticket on Twitter and on OTB Live on Sunday afternoon. That capped off with that racehorse giving us a payoff in the Rainbow Six. It was a $52 ticket. The Rainbow Six paid a little over $1,100. Hopefully folks checked it out on Twitter or were watching during the afternoon on OTB Live and had a chance to either play that ticket or maybe pick a couple ideas off of that ticket to put on their winning ticket. It was a lot of fun on Sunday afternoon as we progressed through the afternoon on OTB Live following the ticket and winning leg number one, number two, number three. But I will say there was a little bit of drama as the afternoon progressed. Certainly the second leg of the Rainbow Six for us, that was the leg where I pared things down and thought, yeah, you know what, I think I can do a single here, which will allow me to go a little bit deeper later on. Free to Fly looked like a pretty good single. A pretty good-looking favorite, pretty logical favorite that was a logical single as well. And then you add to that, there were two late scratches. And in my handicapping, those are the two horses I had right underneath. So I have Free to Fly as a single. And then the two contenders that I felt were the most likely to upset, they're out of the race. So now I have a single with a horse that I think, this is fabulous. 1-5 as they're walking into the gate. I think, well, I've gotten through the first leg, and now I have a single in the second leg. I have multiple horses in the remaining legs. Let's load them in for a race number 7 and just get it over with because I have a logical favorite that I'm now even more confident in after the two late scratches. But we'll hear Pete Aiello with the call out of the gate, just proving, as we all kind of know, there are no sure things in horse racing.
They're off, and Free to Fly leapt in the air. She's 5 lengths last at 1-5.
That's right. They're off, you lose. But that said, Free to Fly, the big favorite, gets off and spots the field 5 or 6 lengths. Then kind of rushed up and caught the field and moved through the field on the turn. Took the lead at the top of the stretch. I will say, usually when that happens, that has taken so much out of the tank that the horse then fades. But Free to Fly in this case was just so much better than the rest of the field that she ran away and won by about 3 lengths. So we got through the second leg of the Rainbow Six on Sunday, but with a little bit of drama. The next to the last leg also was a little bit of a nail biter. race number 10 on the card on Sunday, to continue on after winning the first four legs and to continue on through leg number 5, which was race number 10. I would just say I needed Lontano to get it done here. So we'll listen to the last furlong or so of the stretch run. Hear the call from Pete Aiello. And just again, just a refresher, I will need Lontano here to get up and proceed further with our Rainbow Six ticket.
Trying to run home from the back, here's Scotty Brown. There's an eighth of a mile to go. Miguel Vasquez and Big Drink of Water trying to see it through. The Virginian is taking a late surge. Scotty Brown is next with King Snake. Big Drink of Water getting tired. Down the center, Lontano. Here comes Lontano and Scotty Brown. Too close to call. That's the duo. It's Scotty Brown from between, Lontano on the outside.
My Rainbow Six ticket seemed dead at about the 16th pole, but Lontano turns on the afterburners under Tyler Gaffleone and gets up to get it done in a three-horse photo, gets it done by a neck. And so we get through the fifth leg of the Rainbow Six, and as you heard at the top of the segment, Mischieful got it done for us in the final leg. It wasn't a Rainbow Six that made anybody rich, but I've said it many times before. This is what I like to see on these mandatory paydays with the jackpot bets. I would rather have a couple thousand people walk away with $1,000 each as opposed to, you know, 50 or 60 people walk away with 75,000 or 100,000. That's great for them, but I think to do that, you had to put together kind of a giant ticket, and I would rather see people doing what I did on Sunday. Put together a $50 ticket or 60 or 80 or maybe even spend $100, but then you walk away with $1,000, $1,200. And I think that makes for a lot of happy people. I think that's good PR for the industry. And I think it also then just gets churned back into the game as well. So I was happy with the results on Sunday. I hope some of you out there also were playing that Rainbow Mandatory and walked away a winner as well. Do want to note that I can't pat myself on the back with my Rainbow Six ticket if I don't also give a tip of the cap to our colleague Brian Nadeau. If you picked up the one sheet at CapitalOTB.com on Sunday, and it's highly recommended to do it Wednesday through Sundays, you can go to the website, pick up the one sheet, and see the selections at some of the various tracks on any given day. Brian Nadeau, during the Gulfstream season, though, is looking at their racing, and on Sunday at Gulfstream, Brian Edo's selections, he went 9 for 11 with his winners on top selections on the one sheet. So again, congratulations to our colleague Brian. And again, I hope you printed out the one sheet and were able to take advantage of that. All right, again, Thursday, March 11th is our concentration. And so let's give you a little update on what tracks we'll be covering. If you tune into OTB TV on Thursday afternoon, Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, Delta Downs, a little bit later on, Golden Gate. Weather-wise, I'm looking pretty much Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, Delta, Golden Gate, all looking at partly cloudy conditions. Oaklawn, you're going to want to maybe check things out, because Oaklawn, it looks like they may have some showers in the morning, but those are expected to clear up and just be cloudy for the afternoon. But again, double check your track conditions at Oaklawn on Thursday afternoon before you jump in and make your plays. Do want to alert you to one horse that you're certainly going to want to take a look at on Thursday afternoon. And we're going to hear the replay here of the stretch run from Prevalence in his career debut, going back to January 23rd. Prevalence made such a splash in this debut effort that automatically Derby talk was abounding, and it was understandable with the performance. So here's the stretch run from that maiden special weight debut effort for Prevalence on January 23rd.
This leader, Prevalence, traveling pretty well for Tyler G. A quarter of a mile from home, he lets out a notch, he gets a response and leads two. Stage Raider is all in second. Holy Redeemer's bid was short-lived. Four Court Press is underway on the far outside, but they'll have to fly if they want to beat Prevalence. And let's be serious, nobody's beating Prevalence. Prevalence under hand and heels handling. Look at him go away. Prevalence, the son of Medaglia Doro. What do you say? Wow! Prevalence in an absolute jog. He won by double digits.
And again, after that performance, Prevalence just got all kinds of buzz as a Derby horse. Unfortunately, went to the sidelines with just a little bit of a minor issue. And so the horses kind of missed some training and kind of a little bit behind the eight ball as far as the Triple Crown series. But trainer Brendan Wall said, we get a good performance on Thursday afternoon, we can probably make one of the last preps. And so I think the game plan is still to point for the Kentucky Derby, but it will all start on Thursday afternoon. So, again, you're going to want to take a look at race number 8 at Gulfstream on Thursday and see the return of Prevalence for career start number 2 off of that sparkling debut effort back in January. All right, let me hit you with some of the promos that are coming up at Capital OTB on Thursday afternoon. I'll have a Pick 4 promo, online Pick 4 bankroll. Check out CapitalOTB.com early in the day on Thursday and get your chance to sign up for the bankroll team. 10 folks will be randomly selected. They'll be on the team, and they'll split up any of the proceeds I can make with a Pick 4 play, both on the early Pick 4 at Gulfstream on Thursday and the late Pick 4. So hopefully we cash in on one or preferably both of those and then split up the proceeds with the bankroll team. But again, you can check out the website for your chance to make the team, CapitalOTB.com. Coming up on Saturday, if you go to the Clubhouse Racebook in Albany, there's a handicapping contest. We'd love to have you swing on by if you're in the area. 711 Central Avenue in Albany. All right, that takes you through the update for the day, the promotions coming up. So now let's get to our trivia question answer. Again, we asked about a Mark Cassie trainee, the great Teppan, just had a spectacular career. What was the race that was her last career victory? What race was that in? As I said earlier, I gave a hint. It was versus the boys. If you have your answer already, lock it in. If you don't yet have your answer, I will give you 4 multiple choice answers to pick from. Was Teppan's last career victory in the Shadwell Turf Mile? Was it in the 4-Star Dave? Was it in the Woodbine Mile? Or the Shoemaker Mile? Well, here it is, the stretch run of Teppan's last career victory.
Teppan trying to get clear here, fighting down the outside. Mr. Owen is running on. Teppan in front. They have a furlong to run, and she has turned them away. And she is going to make this her own personal playground. Teppan. Teppan going on to win the Rico Woodbine Mile. Tower of Texas second. Mordecai third. And fourth was Full Mast.
That's right. You might have guessed from the distinctive call, the distinctive voice of Robert Geller up at Woodbine. Teppan's last victory was at Woodbine in the Woodbine Mile. Subsequent to that, she ran second in the First Lady Stakes at Keeneland and second versus the boys in the Breeders' Cup Mile, all of those races in 2016. But again, just a spectacular career for Teppan. 13 wins, 23 starts, over $4 million in the bank, multiple grade ones, and a group one going over to Ascot to win across the pond, as it were. So just a spectacular career, and again, kind of an honor of Mark Cassie winning the Tampa Bay Derby this past weekend. A Mark Cassie related trivia question. All right, that'll wrap it up for the Daily Report for Thursday, March 11th. I'm Seth Merrill. As always, thanks for tuning in. Good luck.